Any other committee members, Sean?
This is Justin Highland, Bob.
Justin.
Good morning. This is Charles Allred.
Hey, Charles. We need to have a quorum. Good. Well, there could be others join, but I'm showing that it's 10 o'clock, so I'll go ahead and begin the meeting of the TCQ Tax Relief for Pollution Control Property Advisory Committee. And as people dial in, anyone else that's a committee member, if you'll let me know. And in fact, I'll pause now. If you're not a committee member, we're not going to put you on the spot. You don't have to announce yourself, but you're welcome to. Any other committee members just joined?
Greg Maxim.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
All right. Well, as I said, we do have a quorum, and as usual, our policy for public comments is we welcome those. We don't have much of an agenda, so I don't anticipate an issue with having ample time for you to speak if you want to. Do we have any general comments before we get started? Okay, we'll jump right to item number two, which is I noticed on the commissioner's December 16th draft agenda, item 29 is the Prop 2 item for rules revisions, and I'll pause now and ask TCQ staff if you want to elaborate on that or provide any other information.
Hey, Bob, this is Nikki. Yeah, so agenda for the rulemaking is on December 16th, and those documents are available on the TCEQ website for public viewing currently.
Okay, I noticed it's a draft agenda, and the final will be 8 days before the actual commissioner's meeting. But I suspect you don't anticipate any changes.
That's correct.
Okay. Any questions by any members?
Hey, this is Cyrus Reed. I just joined a few minutes later.
Oh, hi, Cyrus. Good. Okay. Well, we'll pause for that. Did any other committee members dial in that I haven't heard from? Okay. All right, fine. Any other questions, concerns regarding the agenda? I will point out, and I'm trying to find it now, I'm looking for the calendar. There was a calendar schedule, adoption schedule, that's what it is. So it mentions anticipated text to register adoption publication date, January 1, 2021. Anticipated effective date, January 7th. And that's before the six-month text to register deadline, January 29th. I don't think there are any surprises on this deadline. I think that's what DCQ, their goal was earlier. Any other comments on that, Adam? All right, we'll move forward to a new old business. Any old business? I've got a couple of items on new business. One is the 2021 meetings. As usual, I plan to send an email to all the committee members with a lot of dates that are, of course, avoiding holidays and things like that. And I request the committee members to respond for their availability. And I'll weigh in that also TCQ staff. If they advise there are certain dates that aren't good, then we'll try to avoid those. My preference, and I realize we're in interesting times, but my preference is still at some point to have at least half our meetings in person to allow better availability to the public. But we'll defer to TCQ staff whenever that time comes that we can get back to in-person meetings. But just thought I would throw that in for whenever we can eventually have an in-person meeting. Any comments about that plan, changes in how we do our meetings? Okay. My next item on new business is just to express sincere appreciation for Darrell Attaway. This is his last meeting with us. As everyone on the committee knows, he resigned effective the end of this year. And Darrell, I just want to acknowledge you. And I know you went through a lot of efforts with us, especially with Herzik's and other items. So appreciate your professionalism as we've moved through this
period. Well, I appreciate the recognition, and I assume that staff has received our formal suggestions as to who my replacement should be. There may be others out there, but I appreciate the respect everybody's shown and good working with all of you.
All right, good. Thanks, Darrell. Wish you well in your next adventures. Speaking of nominations to replace the position, and I'll defer to Nikki or Elizabeth, it's my understanding that that December 16th, I think, is the cutoff date for the 30-day nomination period. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So, and I'll remind everybody, I have nothing to do with this this process. I'm just conveying information. We will, ideally, I'd like to, I'll just say, remind me, when do you expect to name a replacement? Nikki?
Elizabeth, do you remember the date?
Okay.
This is Elizabeth Sartain with PCQ. I believe it's sometime in the spring, maybe April.
Okay. I thought I saw that also. So with that in mind, I won't wait on sending the email to all of you to request your availability for meeting dates. I'll go ahead and do that and try to get that on the calendar. And we'll go from there.
So Bob, when would be the first quarterly meeting?
When?
Yes, sir.
Well, we haven't scheduled it yet. I'll send the email out to everybody and ask for availability for each.
No, but what I'm asking is, would that be before the new person comes on?
Well, I think she said April is when they expect the new person to come on. So
yes.
So I would suggest that we go ahead and schedule the meeting, and we'll try to accommodate them. I guess we can always change it later. This is, we decided several years ago to get the dates on our calendar for the entire year.
I was just wanting to make sure that whoever is chosen gets to come to the first one.
So. Yeah, right. Correct. That would probably be the second quarter, I would guess. So, all right.
Okay.
Good point. Any other comments, business? All right. And I'm pausing here for the public, too. I only know of one person that's not a member or staff that's with us, but if there are others, you're welcome to ask questions or express concerns. Okay, I will entertain a motion to adjourn then.
Second that.
Hey, who made a motion?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
My last meeting.
Okay.
I second.
Darrell, and was that Greg? Second? Okay. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No.
Yeah.
And again, thanks, and we look forward to you'll be hearing from us soon on Bates. Thanks. The meeting is adjourned.